I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Hallie Labonte. Welcome to my Inside Twin Hills podcast. I'm a weekend producer at Twin Hills Community Church in Broad Ripple, Indiana, and we have such an awesome staff that I decided to start this podcast to interview them so you could be blessed by them as well. So we're going to let you know what God is doing around Twin Hills. We are a mega church, but I say we have a tiny family feel. You know what? It's time to welcome my co-host. Just like Jesus had two thieves on crosses with him at the crucifixion, I'm joined by two little bandits who ate all the Werther's originals out of the bowl on my desk this week. But you know what? I don't care because they are so awesome. So please welcome my co-hosts, Russ and Gray. Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Hey.
Sorry about the candy. It was just there. And
it was out there and there was no note on it.
There was no note.
But you know what? That's why it's there. That's all right. That's why it's there. And if you eat it, then I won't. And so that's a good thing. Here we go.
You're welcome.
So we're going to begin with our first segment, Too Blessed to Be Stressed. I want to hear what's happening in your ministries. And fellas, give me some good news. Why are you too blessed to be stressed?
Well, this is going to sound a bit dark as it starts, but I'm going to tell you there is a blessing inside. So we had a car accident this week in Climax. And let me tell you, it was very scary. Mackenzie McIntosh, she's a junior. She was driving her dad's Mercedes-Benz SL550 down the access road here right near church. And we're not sure exactly what happened yet, but she did lose control of the car and she went off the side of the road. Okay, I think it was a soft shoulder, but there also might have been some distractions in the car. And when you get news like this, when you're when you've got these kids, you just you're immediately worried. Okay, you're worried for the kid. You're worried about what happened to the car. It's a very nice car. And I'm immediately I just pray, and then I pick up the phone, talk to her dad, Dennis, and he said, you know what? Thank you for calling. Mackenzie is fine. She is absolutely fine. She is going to be grounded. The car is totaled. And I just thought, okay, I had to take a pause and remember that, yes, sometimes you lose a $150,000 car. But as long as that youth member is okay, I think I'm for the most part, my heart is put at ease. And so I just wanted to say, you know, guys, you got to be safe on the roads out there, especially if you're a youth and you're just driving. But he did lose the car.
I bet she was texting. You know, if I'm being very honest, I've done it and I sometimes am so tempted to do it and it's so hard not to.
Yeah, I think she was. I didn't want to say it, but she was texting and driving.
Oh, well, there it is. What about you, Russ? What's happening around Solo Flight? Or what's happening in your life?
Nothing much. I had a quiet week at Solo Flight. Actually, there was an altercation. I was getting my oil changed.
Uh-oh.
And there was a fight happening next in the bay next to me.
Oh, my goodness.
And I got out, and I didn't have to use my physicality at all. I used my voice, and I said, "Hey!" And they looked at me, and I said, "That's not how you treat anybody."
That's right.
Okay.
Anybody.
Uh-huh.
I got back in my car, and I looked, and they were still staring at me.
Okay. And do you know what they were fighting about?
I have no idea.
Okay, great.
I have no idea.
How did you know they were fighting? Were they pushing each other? Was it just raised voices?
It just looked aggressive.
Okay.
It looked aggressive. I got out.
Okay.
And it was one of those things, you get tunnel vision.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I was watching this Vietnam documentary, and a lot of times when they were in passionate fights, they'd get tunnel vision.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think, you just are reacting. And I got out, and I got tunnel vision, and I looked right down the barrel of this guy's eyes, and I said, "Hey! Hey!" And they both stop, and I get back in my car, and I look.
Now, did you finish the oil change?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Okay, great.
So they're looking at you. You're back in
your
car.
And I'm back in my car, and I pull out, and I roll down my window, and I go, "Guys, have a great weekend, and think about how you can change what happened now, because this can all be wiped away."
You know, that's a great idea, to sit in your car while you're getting your oil changed. Because I usually get out and I wait in the waiting room, but that's awesome. Because
At Valvoline, what they do is they take your keys, they put it in a metal box, and that goes away and let you sit there. And on
so
hot
you're
days,
going up on the, like, as the car gets lifted, you're still in it.
No, you go to a lifted.
I go to lifted still. Oh, they go under in the pits.
Yeah, they're underneath.
They okay, have the great.
Net and they go underneath.
Okay, well, it's just a cool way to see how that all works. I mean, I have no idea.
That's why I go.
Okay,
there's no way I'm going to learn how to oil change. I'm surprised you don't. They don't do that?
No,
in Australia? I mean Australia.
Right, yeah. I just, because I'm on my Wrangler, I want a certified mechanic working on it because, you know, it's really powerful engine.
Keep it nice and clean.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm jealous of that car.
Jealous of that car.
I top off every month of the year, except for maybe deep December when it's really cold, but I love a soft top.
Love it.
Yeah, that's so neat. Well, I know that someday there's going to be some pretty lady sitting in the seat next to you.
All right, guys. We know. I'm a little too busy for that right now. We've got a lot going on at Climax.
Well, someday you're going to love a girl more than you love that car, I think.
I saw you post some pool pictures by yourself. It seems like you have enough time to hang out by the pool by yourself.
I love the pool.
Whose pool was that?
That was one of my Climax kids, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, it was her birthday.
Oh.
And so
pool
it was,
party.
Yeah, it was awesome. So I got to go, and it was, you know, what was really cool is after we sang happy birthday, she looked at me and she goes, "Would you pray for the cake?"
I love that.
It was awesome.
I love that she asked you.
She asked me, and I didn't. I said, "Hey, you know what? Absolutely, I will." And
that's
I got
leadership.
Up on the diving board and I did.
You know what? I was thinking this the other day, because when I was growing up and we had pool parties, if you didn't feel good about your body, which none of us did in high school, it was a lot to put on a bathing suit and be in front of all your peers.
Right.
I was trying to figure out how to, I think it's better if people know things, you know, that are painful for us. I was very insecure about my chest. And so I was wearing, you know, some padding in my regular life. And I said, well, what am I going to do when I get into a bathing suit?
Right.
And it's different than what I'm normally, you know, representing to the world. And so, you know, I would put stuff in there, but then I couldn't get in the water.
Right. You can't
because
have toilet
it's gonna
tissue.
Come out.
You can't
That's
have
right.
toilet tissue in
and
the
then,
pool.
You know, and then there's come always the boy. There's always the boy who is going to wear a t-shirt and everybody's like, take off your t-shirt and everything.
That was me. Hands up then, over here. That
right.
was me.
You know, that was not
and,
me.
But now I think it's so neat because I was at Walgreens the other day in the swimming pool section. And you know what? Now they got the swim shirts that are regular and you can say, this is my sunscreen, and you don't have to be embarrassed anymore when you're wearing a full body covering because now it's just a style.
I love it.
I think that is a God thing.
That's a God thing.
If you're a teenager and you're feeling bad about yourself or even an adult, I think that's a God thing.
How was your week?
I'll tell you what. I don't know if you were at the weekend programming this weekend, but we're in the middle of a series called The Incredibles.
Awesome.
It is awesome because, you know, just like the animated movie where The Incredibles, they have these powers, we're focusing on how we can have superpowers through harnessing the power of prayer.
Who's doing the animation for the Mumpers?
Isn't that so neat?
So good.
That's Randy Warren. You know Randy up in the tech booth?
Yeah.
He's doing all that. He's gifted. And it's so neat. And you know what? I just thought there were so many neat things that Steve Judson said this weekend about, you know, I just can't, about having a stronger prayer life. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine not having a prayer life because, A, what would you say at funerals? What are you going to do? Like if your teenager starts to steal Amazon packages off of other people's porches and he's looking like he's just a bad egg. You have a bad kid and he might end up in jail for his whole life. And the only thing you can do about these tragedies is pray. I don't know what I would do without it.
You know what? I'll be praying for Day. I know he's struggling.
Thank you. There was an Amazon package thing, and but Gray's talking to him.
We know.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do I do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I'm really excited. We got to move on to our next segment, Too Anointed to Be Disappointed, where we welcome today's guest, because just like after the resurrection, Jesus started appearing to people, a gem of a human has appeared here with us. Please welcome Revka Handen.
Oh my goodness. It's lovely to be with all of you today. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
I'm so happy to be here.
I mean, when she came in the room, she is just a bundle of joy. It's awesome.
She brings laughter. She lights up a room.
Oh, stop it.
She
stop
laughs
it.
And she
I only reflect the light that's been shone on me.
That's
from
right.
You. That's all.
You're gonna hide in the mirror.
We
can't stop laughing.
She is. I tell you what. Since she got here today, we've laughed more in this one, 15 minutes of her being here before we started recording than we have in this whole podcast.
We had to keep her outside. Intro.
Oh, we did.
We
had to walk her in. I don't think I need to go to the gym today because my abs are absolutely hurting because I've been laughing so hard.
I know our cores are going to hurt tomorrow. Our cores are going to be shredded.
Oh, well, they won't be shredded, but they'll be. You will feel some exercise.
Well, you've been doing that P90X. Is your stomach sore? Is she going to make your is she going to make your muscles
hurt? You know what? If I could substitute P90X for a bunch of laughter, I would, but I probably can't, but I love
just give me a ring-a-ding-ding anytime you don't feel like going to the gym. I'll come right over.
I feel like it, you know, awesome. You know, the Bible tells us that we all have spiritual gifts, and I know some, you know, acts of service, we have different things, you know, yeah. There are many parts of the body of Christ, but I'll say this, if there is a laughter part of the body, it is Rivka.
I'm kind of the giggle box.
That's right. She's the giggle box in the body of Christ. If there is a giggle box, we have a voice box. Now we know we have a giggle box. And I feel like it's your spiritual gift. I feel like it's what God wired you to do. And it's the way you can serve people in the body is through laughter. I think that is so neat.
That's so wild. Oh, so
he meets us where we're at.
That's right.
You know what? This is just where I am.
Oh, I love it.
I'm just right here.
And lucky
and
for
so
you,
is
he gave you something that you can handle.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that neat? Because you always think of that with pain of mm-hmm. like, he's never going to give you more than you can handle. But look at this. He's given, maybe we can't handle the amount of laughter we're about to have with Rivka.
Hold tight.
So let's dive in. So she heads up. Now, this is what makes Twin Hills so incredible is that, you know, so a lot of people grow up in churches where they're like, I don't want to go to church. It's boring. I mean, this is why I think Twin Hills is such a special place. Rivka Handon has started a ministry, and she heads up this ministry called A Pause for Laughter. Girl, tell us about Pause for Laughter.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, where do I start, and will I ever end?
I hope not.
Oh, she's awesome.
Oh, my goodness. You know, well, I'll say this. We're living in a time in this country, in this world. There are dark times. There's a lot of heavy mm-hmm. stuff happening.
Yes.
You know? And
mm-hmm.
and people are being persecuted. We as Christians are being persecuted.
Oh, yes.
And it's not something we should take lightly. Mm-hmm. But there is a time to mourn. Yep. And then there is a time to laugh.
Oh, isn't that right?
You know?
Yeah.
And sometimes we have to schedule that time to laugh. Because sometimes joy doesn't come easily to us. No. As sinners, we don't find joy automatically.
No, you don't.
Or maybe we seek the wrong kind of joy.
Oh, that's right.
You know, or we think it's wrong to be joyful.
Right.
And it is not, I'm telling you.
It's one of the fruits of the Spirit, joy.
It truly is. It truly is. Oh, we forget that.
Yeah.
It's not just people's middle name.
Yeah.
I never even thought of that. That is awesome. So what? How does the ministry work? Because, you know, when it comes out in the bulletin, I just want to know, how do you bring people into this ministry? What do you guys do, and how are you serving through this ministry?
Well, you know, it's a time to connect, and as they say, you know, laughter is the best medicine. And some
right.
of us are
right.
some
right.
of us are sick. Some of us are heart sick. Some of us are mouth sick or head sick or eyes. I don't like to focus on the sickness per se, but sometimes you have to come together and heal, and that's what we do with laughter.
Okay.
Sometimes it's hard to take that medicine, or sometimes we don't know how to apply that medicine.
Right.
And I'm here to just help guide that, like guide people into telling those jokes, yeah. letting loose,
yeah.
Allowing themselves to just be silly and fun and light. Hearted.
Now, do people come with prepared jokes?
They don't have to.
Okay.
No, it can be improv, which is we just make them up.
I love improv.
Whoa. Or you know, we
whose
have
line
some...
is it anyway?
Thank you.
Oh,
yes,
that
yes.
was an Australian show. Yes. It actually started in Australia, then it went
really?
To UK.
Really?
Then it
came,
yeah,
then it
yeah.
Came
it,
here. Yeah.
There we called it. What's the line,
What's
mate?
The line,
and,
mate?
Yeah, and yeah, it yeah. only had one season, but
because,
it was great.
Because there are no lines, right? There's no script.
Yeah. Yeah,
I
no
think
script.
That impromptu thing is just
it's
incredible. That's incredible. I don't know how you do it.
But there are a lot of funny people in this congregation. There are a lot of jokesters.
Oh,
a
wow.
lot of sharp shooters. And so they come in with prepared material too. So there really are no rules. The only rule is have fun, because it's fun to have fun.
Yeah. You know what could be neat? We could connect your ministry up with, like, we have a dad's ministry. And just mm-hmm. off the top of my head, mm-hmm. I'm like, you know who love jokes? Like dad jokes. Dads love to do those dad jokes. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to do puns. They're
yep.
going to do all that stuff.
We love that.
Like, you could just be like, it's the dad's ministry. It's maybe like do it on a Saturday and say, it's Dadder Day at Pause for Laughter.
You should be leading. You should be leading this because you're hilarious,
Did
girlfriend.
Did I do it?
Yes. A++.
That is awesome.
Oh, Dadder
awesome.
Day.
L-O-L.
I mean, I just, so... But I mean, so how do people find out? How did you get the idea for it? What are your main events? How does people, just tell us little thing.
I just felt a lot of sadness.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just not going to lie about that.
Okay,
I felt
now,
a lot
was
of sadness.
That sadness yeah. because of anything?
Yeah. It was for a few things.
Okay,
sure.
Great.
Sure. I mean,
that's
if
real.
If
you're comfortable to
that's
share,
real.
We would love to hear.
That's
it's
real.
It's a very
we
safe
all,
space.
We all have pain.
That's right.
Yeah. And
And it's okay to have pain. You know, it's okay to share that pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, we've had the car accident. Right. We have people who are losing jobs in the church.
That's right.
We have sickness. Going through a season myself of realizing this is just where I'm going to be for a while. And it's good. And I'm right. thankful. And I'm here, you know. But there is darkness. And then I thought, I'm Revka.
That's it. She can't
but
stop.
But surely I'm not the only one who feels that way. And Shirley Lafferty, which is so funny that her last name is Lafferty and she didn't realize that. But Shirley Lafferty was feeling some darkness too. And we got together and we just started doing jokes. Uh-huh. And we just started laughing. And I thought, you know what? We're not the only two people in this congregation who are probably going through this darkness. And we should probably come together and just show others that it's safe to laugh. And, you know, you feel you get a workout afterwards. You know, those endorphins go. And you just feel great afterwards. Yeah. But some people don't feel comfortable being that center of attention.
I was going to say, people, you have to give them permission.
You have to give them permission.
Because otherwise, they're locked in the box.
They really are.
They're locked in the box of their own thoughts. Or what other people are thinking
right.
of them.
Right. Or they're busy. They're busy adulting.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know,
right.
And adulting is difficult in these times.
That's right.
Now, I have actually never been depressed.
Oh.
And the reason for that is because I realized, you know what? If I even think about being depressed, I do 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, and 100 pull-ups, and I don't feel depressed anymore. And what you're saying is you have to have that outlet, because if you don't, and for you, it's jokes.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's doing my 300 workout. Yeah. And in that way, I've never had mental illness. I've never been depressed. And I attribute it because I found a thing. Yeah. Sure. You know, you got to have a thing.
And I have bad knees. So I really have to watch what I do physically.
On the flip side of Gray's, I wish I had this ministry that you provide. Because for years, I was alone. Didn't have anybody. I was very sad. I didn't have the push-ups. I didn't have the pull-ups.
Right.
And I just sunk deeper and deeper and deeper into my own thoughts.
Yeah. Right.
But now that I'm married, everything's great.
Oh, awesome.
That's wonderful. Awesome. Yeah. That's wonderful. Yeah. You're such a cute couple.
She's a beautiful.
She's great.
Very lovely.
She's great. So what events do you have coming up?
Oh, well, we've got a big joke-a-thon coming up.
Oh!
We have a joke-a-thon coming up, and I'm very super stoked and pumped and excited. And if anyone else wants to sign up to have these jokes told, they can. And we're having some workshops and some training sessions to let people work out their material.
Yeah.
So that's what that's called in the comedy world. It's material that they need to work.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they've got a 5 minutes or just material they do for people.
Oh.
It's not cloth.
Actually immediately where I went. Okay. I was like, a bit of cloth.
Like Joanne Fabric.
Right.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you could use fabric, I guess, if you're a joke fabric maker. Yeah.
Hey, that's even a fun thing. Hey, I'm gonna try out some material. Someone brings out a bit of fabric.
Oh.
Great. Oh. You could be our opening act.
I was gonna say, this guy has it.
Do you want to do it?
I'm not funny. I've never been funny. And I think that's because, I've always just been, I'm a serious person. You know
I see Revka shaking her head. No.
So many people say that, Gray. So many people say that.
Well, you know, sometimes I need even some help just connecting with the kids. I think maybe if I had a bit of humor here.
Oh, if you lead with a joke, they'll be on your side.
And I've tried and they haven't laughed yet. Mm. And so maybe I could come to the ministry and just maybe do a bit of I'll do a Survey Monkey and I'll see if there anybody here that's got some material that I could put into my sermon and I could use, because that would help me a ton with these kids.
Or what we like to do is we like to connect to one another. Once you get to know someone, you find out how funny they are, and it just becomes a comfortable thing. So the more you talk and the more you joke around with us, the more it'll just come from within. The Lord will bless you.
Now, what do you do if you've got somebody who is very funny, okay?
Yes.
And
yes,
they
come with it. Okay. Yes.
They come to the group, but they say, you know what? I'm a bit scared.
They freeze up.
They freeze up.
They freeze up. They freeze up.
Now, what do you do then?
Well, what do? We sit and we listen to them. All of us listen to them. I bring some audience members with me.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
I do.
A built-in crowd.
I
so
bring
other
a
church
built-in
members.
Crowd to a pause for laughter. Yeah,
okay.
I do. And they are the most wonderful, the sweetest, most attentive, loving, unjudgmental creatures you'll ever be around.
Okay, now where do you find those people?
In my backyard.
In your backyard.
Oh.
Wait, in my backyard.
She just gave me a wink. You can't see that she gave me a wink just there.
Yeah. I saw that wink.
Okay.
Okay.
I bring my doggies. I bring my doggies. You are going to tell jokes to dogs because you know what? They're going to love you no matter what you say. They're going to be so happy
you're
there.
It is unconditional love.
It's unconditional love. Dog is God backwards, right? Is that joke, that bit?
Oh, my
yes,
land.
That is.
That's right. Dog backwards. Dog is God. God is love. Dog is love.
Yep.
Which, you know, that teeters. That's a little, you know, I watch who I say that too. But when you're joking, it's okay. Right, when you're joking, it's okay. And we all know the unconditional love of dogs. And we certainly know the unconditional love of Christ.
Amen. Right.
And I think we can experience that through dogs.
Wait a minute. Oh. I think I just had a bit of a revelation. Pause for laughter.
Yes. That's why it's P-A-W-S.
Wow. That's why it's P-A-W-S.
Yes. I thought you were just trying to make it sound like a wordplay thing.
No, everyone who sees it in the bulletin is like, Revka can't spell. It's wordplay.
I can't help myself.
She cannot turn it off.
I'll tell you what. I would be more comfortable telling jokes to dogs than I would to humans because the humans, I think they might be like, I don't get it or I don't find that funny. Or like that's a woman joke, you know, like that, a chick flick. I'm a man. I'm not going to watch a chick flick. Right. Same thing. Right. I'm a man. I'm not going to laugh at a woman.
At a woman joke.
But, right. But you know what? But a dog is just going to look at you and it's going to keep being like,
yeah, yeah.
And smiling.
They can sense that anxiety, you know, because we have that.
Sure.
And they'll sense that. They'll sit right on your foot.
They're
you
like
feel
therapy
so good
dogs.
When you got a dog.
They're comedy therapy
foot.
Dogs.
Yep, they are. They really are. Wow. They really are. If you have a dog that you tell jokes to at home and you don't feel comfortable, you know, doing this at home, bring that dog to
Could
the,
they
bring that
dog
to church.
Dogs?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, do you have any rules like they have to be fixed and they have to have their shots?
Well, I do prefer that. That's just I think state reg.
Sure.
Ulation.
Uh-huh.
But I would sorry, yeah. But I yeah, if they're friendly, but you know what? I feel like if there are friendly people around, the dogs are just going to be friendly. Like the spirit will just guide them.
Absolutely.
Right. I bring my four dogs in and I always take them for a nice long hike before we come in and,
oh, good
and
idea.
Listen to all
really
the
really weigh them out. So they probably sleep too, right?
No, they don't. They're very attentive.
Okay.
They're very
good,
attentive.
Good.
And they know that someone might take it personally if they fall asleep to their jokes.
Oh, good.
They've been doing this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They're used to someone telling jokes all the time around the house. So I'm sure
they're spoiled. They're spoiled. You know what I would do if I was a stand-up comic, you know, come into Pause for Laughter, I would bring treats. I would bribe them. I would bring treats. And I'd toss them in the air and see if they can catch them while I'm doing jokes. And then I'd be their favorite comic.
That would be great.
Awesome.
I do call them sit down comics sometimes because I say sit down.
Come on.
Stand up comics. They're high sit down.
Awesome. You were thinking about
now,
that.
Now, was
for
that
too
an
long.
Improv or did you?
Well, I improvised it now, but I have said it once before.
Okay.
And I forgot that I said it and then I brought it out here.
Revka is a hoot and a holler.
She is. Now, Revka, I've got to ask, you know, the thing that really always just seems so inspired by people at our church. Like, what was your calling when you figured out, okay, I've got to bring comedy. Yeah. I've got to bring it to church. Mm. I've got to bring it to people and I'm going to combine it with dogs.
And also, you got to do it during this time.
During
American
this
history.
Time.
I think that's... you know, out of the darkness comes light. And during these dark times, this light was just shown to me. But I traveled a lot as a kid. My family bounced around quite a bit.
Really?
They did, yes.
Were they a trampoline family? Okay, I think it's rubbing off.
Okay,
I think the comedy is rubbing off.
We're getting good at it.
I never have said that before ever.
Oh, wow.
I've never.
It just came to you?
Have said that before.
Wait, could you explain that? I didn't quite get that.
She said, my family bounced around a lot.
Right.
And then I thought, oh, is it a bunny family? And then I was like, nope, let's try something else. Let's do better.
Okay.
And this was happening this quick.
Wow.
And I said, were they a trampoline family? And I just said it out loud. And
because they traveled.
Because they bounce. And that's what you do on a trampoline.
Oh, but are you thinking that you've never heard of a trampoline family?
Right. I didn't quite know. Now, maybe we don't have that in Australia, but are there touring groups that are on trampolines?
Well, now, Revka, is it okay if you have to explain a joke? Is that okay?
Of course, yes.
Okay.
It's funny. Gray, though, I noticed you were laughing, though. Were you laughing just because everyone else was
laughing?
Did you feel pressure?
I did, yeah. Well, I was laughing because I felt the joy in the room and I had a good time with that. But then you know, sometimes I'm not a funny person, so sometimes these jokes, they just pass me by, and I was quite confused, actually, because I was instantly like, oh, are trampoline families a thing? Are they groups of families that travel around?
Yeah, maybe it sounded like gypsies.
Right, and in Australia, we do not take kindly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I understand.
These are the conversations we need to have.
Yeah.
These, right. These are the important conversations.
You know what, Revka? Yeah. I feel like it just as it's coming to mind, my dad is a pastor.
Okay.
And he would always lead off with a joke. And yes. And I never really realized what a great technique that is. And so people were like, he is so funny. And then it really disarms people and it brings them in. And one of his favorite ones, and you tell me what you think of this one, and I'm going to mess it up. I'm a butcher.
Oh, now stop that, PK.
But, you know, but you know what? So it was, you know, well, I grew up Baptist.
Okay.
And so, you know, no clapping during music.
No.
And of course, no dancing, you know, all this stuff. And so, and maybe you could use this with your kids when they say, why can't we have dances and all that stuff? You know, when you have the music groups and whatever.
Oh, I need an answer for that. So
so my dad would always say, well, as Baptists, we don't take kindly to sex because it might lead to dancing.
That is awesome.
Did I do it right? I'm not sure. Does that work? I might have butchered
it. Hot joke.
Now, when you were traveling around with your trampoline family.
Okay. Okay, sweetie.
Greg, come on, bud. Come on.
I wish it was a trampoline.
Are you
family.
Joking right
I,
now?
I wish it was.
We explained it.
You know what? I'm sorry. I actually thought that it was, you know what? I took that literally. I actually thought, I'm sorry. I've hooked into the wrong part of
what
that.
What did your dad do?
It's okay. He was a bit of a missionary.
Oh, okay.
He was a bit of a missionary.
A bit. Okay.
Yes. Wow. Yes. So we traveled a lot until we were not welcome or unable to be provided for by whatever church or ministry we were in. So then we would move. We'd bounce around, not on trampolines.
Okay.
Oh, that would have been fun, though. My goodness. So that would have made me make friends a lot easier.
And your core would have been so tight.
Exactly.
We do not support our missions enough. And I think this is a great reminder that if you've got a family out there that is basically bouncing around, not on trampolines, but they're trying to mission, you got to support these families. And when you can't support them anymore, absolutely, you know, then look what happens.
And for the solo flight people listening, listen to what's happening. They didn't go out alone. They found someone to go out with. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you got to find that person that you want to spend the rest of your life with and love the Lord your God with all your heart and show that to the world.
That's right.
Find them.
And if my Climax kids are listening, I just want to remind you that if you are on a trampoline, do not go head over feet, because I've had several injuries, neck injuries, and you can be paralyzed. And there was I just read a story about a young person, a dad in Florida that was trying to show his kids some tricks on the trampoline, fell on his neck, and now he's a quadriplegic.
Oh, no. And Greg, you know what? Speaking of bouncing, I wanted to tell you this before I forget, because I know you get a lot of you get those inflatable houses for the lock-ins and stuff. And I wanted to tell you, so we have a big trampoline in our backyard.
Oh, nice.
And my son, Day, he's now in high school. And Day, we had a big trampoline. He had some girls over. We were letting him do like mixed, you know, boys
but
and
you're
girls.
There. You're at the house.
We're there, and I'm doing snacks and all that. But some of the girls who are a little more developed, you know, at Gray's age, the boys were trying to tell them to get up and bounce on the big trampoline in the backyard.
You can't
and
have that.
I'm sure you can imagine why.
Trampolines pretty much ever.
That's
after
what I was going to ask.
Of about 14.
Right. So just the boys should be
just
jumping.
Boys on trampolines. Okay. Let the girls do the other stuff. You know, they can go inside. They can play a board game.
Okay.
Or do a puzzle.
Or they could tell jokes too.
They could do jokes.
They could do fun jokes with each other too. Or they could make jokes perhaps with the boys.
That's right.
I'd like that better. Not at them, but with
not
them.
At them with.
Yeah.
We joke with
maybe
each
the girls.
Other.
You know what? Maybe you could come over to Climax and you could lead workshops for girls. Like
I mean,
females for
my
females for Christian comedy.
Yes,
FFCC. Females for Christian comedy.
I love that.
That would
something
be
like
awesome.
That.
I love that. And nowadays, it's needed.
So, Revka. We like to know people's Saul to Paul moment. You know, Saul was on the road to Damascus. He meets Christ. He changed his name to Paul. You know, some people were, you know, they kind of knew Christ from an early age. Some came later in life. What's your sort of conversion story?
You know, I'm very blessed and thankful to say I never not knew Christ.
Oh,
I never not knew him. He never was not there for me, which is what I'm finding out pretty rare for a lot of folks in this day and age. But I will say he became very, very real to me when I was about 9 years old and I was riding my bike on a country road. I was on a gravel road because we were living
near a dredge ditch for a little bit. And I had a bike and I was biking and I was by myself looking down at my bike. And I noticed my dog, who I had at the time, a lovely German Shepherd. And she was crouched in the cars come in position.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I was in the middle of the road and I looked up and there was a car coming smack dab at me. And I swerved and I did not get hit by the car. Yeah. Neither did my dog. But had I not seen my dog crouched in that cars a coming position, I would have been part of that grill
That's
of that car.
Thing.
And it's a God thing.
That's a God.
That is a God.
The Lord
thing.
Worked through my dog. And I just knew like that is how he saved.
And
he
so
has saved
now
me, but he literally
you're using
saved me.
Dogs.
And since then, I just can't not. I can't not be with the Lord. I can't not be with a dog.
Isn't that so great?
You know, it was scary.
Yeah.
And you know, afterwards, I thought, oh, what would have happened? You know, but and you can't go there, but you go well, there. You know,
you
can't go there, but
you can't
go there. You can't be. And because we can't think of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't.
Have you ever gone there though for a little bit? Does it get you down a little bit?
Yes.
Yeah. The valley of the shadow of death.
100, 100, 100. If you go there, I'm just telling, if you can do any of those, 100 push-ups, 100 pull-ups, 100 sit-ups, it's going to get you out of that. I know your knees are bad.
I've got a bad knee, so I could do the push-ups probably.
Okay, try the push-ups and even do them. You could do an assisted push-up. It's going
to
help.
You know what, Gray? I can't even do one pull-up. I tried to do a pull-up.
Oh, okay.
I can't do one. Oh. I can't do one. Could you
do 50?
I got halfway up on one. That's where your arms are up over your head. You're holding onto a bar and you pull your chin over it.
Right.
Well, I couldn't even bend my elbows.
Yeah. I actually don't do them on a bar. I have a climbing wall. I have a climbing wall in my room that I put some, the artificial rock holds.
In your house?
Wow. Yeah.
That's
well,
so
on the side
cool.
of I have them on the side of my garage. I also have two in my room, and so I basically am doing just pull-ups from my fingers.
Oh, goodness.
But yeah, if you can't do 100 or 50, I would say you know what, don't do it then.
Sometimes
it's probably not a solution.
I think of like 10 funny things.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and to make me laugh.
That's good.
You know, 10. Yeah. I bet we can all come up with a funny thing.
You know what?
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a joke, but something that's funny.
So 10 funny things to kind of keep you away from...
Because when you go there, you just...
You know what I think's
there.
Funny? And it gets me every time. Because when I'm with my dog and it smells another dog's butt, I'm like, I'm sorry, it's funny.
It's so funny.
I think it's so funny.
Isn't that funny?
Okay,
could you imagine if we humans did
that? That is funny.
It was like, oh, hi, nice to meet you, Revga. You know what I mean?
Okay,
so
great.
But you know what I do? I do my Fitbit too. I 10,000 steps.
Oh,
I Fitbit.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I gotta think here. Oh, you know what? When people push on a door.
Oh.
When it's a pull.
Oh.
That's
pretty funny.
Find that. And here's the thing. I do it, and then I just laugh myself because I'm like, someone's watching me do this.
That's
when
awesome.
I watch them.
It's like read much.
Yeah. Oh, it's like that that cartoon where the guy, he's trying to open up the door and he's leaning on it and it says push really big.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he's trying to pull on it.
Okay. Wow. These are okay.
What do you got, Gray?
Okay. I mean, here's a thing that is, okay, this is hilarious. Okay. When you're at a pool and you dive in.
Yes.
Okay. And,
like a belly flop.
Like no, I wouldn't do that.
Those are funny.
Does your suit feel like? Does it come off a little bit and you have to grab it, or
no? Okay, wait. So when you
do your goggles fly off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Or you do a really fast dive and your trunks come off.
Yeah. Or like that air bubble.
No. All right.
Wait.
I got it.
You're in a cut out bathing suit and you go to do a somersault on the diving board, but the cut is too big, and then your bare hind end flashes out for the whole town to see.
Yeah, we already. Yeah.
Or if you are a little gassy, and it comes out as bubbles like that. You know.
No.
What I mean?
All right. When you're at a pool and you go to dive, actually, you know what? I got it. Everybody loves Raymond.
That is, I'm going to tell you, that is good.
Everybody loves Raymond.
That is funny.
Okay, great. You know, I thought there was a poll thing. I don't think, but I think
a closer.
Everybody
right
loves
that's
Raymond.
A closer.
Raymond.
He's our opener and our closer.
Okay, everybody loves
I think
Raymond.
That filled up 4 through 10.
He is so funny. And they do marriage stuff, and they do parenting stuff.
Oh, it's awesome. I've watched a couple. I've only watched a couple of episodes, but when it's on rerun. But I've always laughed, and I'll figure out a poll thing. But everybody loves Raymond. There's a funny thing.
Yep, you're right.
I can do pretty good Ray Romano.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay, which one's he?
He's Ray. He's the lead.
Okay,
he's the
one that everybody loves.
The dad.
Yes. Oh, right, right. The dad.
He's so funny.
Deborah.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
I don't. I can't Deborah. Really remember.
Oh,
but
that's good. Ray Romano in the shows right now.
It's just me. But coming from a comedy,
she believes. Yeah.
I thought for sure it was.
Thank you so much.
And he's always, and his wife, she is always rolling her eyes because everything he does is so funny.
Oh, I bet she is laughing at you all the time. I bet you make each other laugh.
I feel like you've really hit your funny bone today. I bet from now on, when you're at home with Meredith, she's just going to be laughing a mile a minute.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. We got mailbag?
Yeah. Okay. So just like Samson was holding on to those temple pillars, I'm holding on to mailbag. Here we go. All we've right. got a, oh, this is a short question today. This is a short question. Dear Hallie, Russ, Gray, and guest, Revka, what are some fun ways to change up prayer? Love, Larry Helms.
Wow, that's really interesting because we were just
learning about the power of prayer in the Incredibles series on the weekend services. Oh, you know what? I'll just say, because sometimes I'm trying to get my 10,000 steps in. Mm-hmm. And so what I'll do, because there's a walking path near my backyard. And so I'll just go up over the ditch and I'll get to the walking path. And sometimes I pray while I'm walking and it's two birds, one stone, and I'm walking. And sometimes I'll get distracted and I'll be looking like those are some neat outdoor patio furniture things. And I'll be like, oh, I was praying. I bring it back. I start lifting it up. I pray for my son. Day. I pray for Lance. I pray for Lance while he's doing paleo. I, you know, pray that he's not going to have both his knees replaced. I pray for my parents. I, you know, and I do it with an activity. Mm-hmm. I do it with an activity.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So you can mix it up. I like this question because, you know, sometimes you got to keep it fresh.
Oh, I know for me, this was about 3 years ago I started doing this and I stopped about a few months ago when I need to start up again. But what I do is I cut out little pieces of paper. And I write down specific names of people or things that I think the Lord is challenging me on or things that I need to think about that are beyond me and that only God can do. And what I do is I cut that up real tiny, maybe 1/2 inch by 2 inches. And I write it down and then I go in my closet and I just put them in different pockets of my clothes all over my clothes. Mm-hmm. So that way, you know, and I don't wear, what do they say? What do they, you wear 5% of all your clothes that you wear?
I had no idea.
Really?
Oh, no.
So what, you've never heard that?
You do all your graphic tees? You wear all of them?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I've got a system where I basically am going down the whole row in my, on the hangers. And then when I get to 36, then I'm back to one. So you'll notice that I've never worn the same graphic tee within a month and 6 days.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful. Good to know.
I notice you color coordinate it too. You start with the maroons, the reds, the oranges.
All the way
yellows.
Through. Yeah. And to the grays.
Oh, that's so cool.
I have noticed
that. Also syncs up with the moon phase. Anyway.
And so what I do, so in my mind, I'm like, oh, I'm only going to wear 5%. So what that does, that forces me to wear all the clothes in my closet.
Wow.
So that's, you can change it up that way.
Yeah. I've done this too. I've put post-it notes around my house. I'll open the fridge and right there in the cottage cheese container, there will be a post-it that just says Luann because I'm supposed to be praying for Luann, you know? Okay. And so you can do post-its too.
That's awesome. Something that I've done, and this is not dissimilar to what Ross is talking about, but I'll take popular prayers that I've heard and I'll write them down and then I cut them up into strips of paper, and then I'll toss them all in one of my fedoras, and then I'll choose two slips of paper, put them together, and see what they say, and it creates a totally new prayer. So it might be like
prayer Mad Libs.
Absolutely,
I love that.
So it's like, may the road rise to greet you, may the wind be always at your back, and then I pick the next one, and it says, you know, from this day forward, guide my life and help me do your will. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. So right there, you've got the Irish blessing and the sinner's prayer.
It's a hybrid.
It's an Irish prayer.
It is hybrid.
I mean, isn't that like
an Irish sinner's prayer?
An Irish sinner's prayer. Yeah. So I'll do that. That's one way that I'll mix it up. How about you, Revka?
I cannot wait to hear this one.
I think God has a sense of humor.
Oh,
he definitely
he made me.
Does.
I have...
Okay, I have said that before. I have said that before. That is kind of my go-to thing.
Can you read the callback? It's a callback. There's a term for that. Yeah, if you've said it before, then you just say it again. It's a callback.
Okay, look at great. That's a callback.
You made a callback. Okay, now, sorry, a callback to that. So was that a... I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand.
Like
that
if you reuse a joke, like if you reuse like a joke,
or recycling.
Mm. Okay,
got it. Oh, got it. No, that was a joke though that you just said.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, but you had not said that particular joke to this particular group of people. But it's a joke you've said before
in my life. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Okay,
and you're saying Revka that that's okay if it's a new audience, if it's a new dog, you can tell the old joke.
You can tell old joke.
Okay.
As long as it's your own joke, please don't steal other people's jokes.
Oh, that's a thing.
Thou shalt not steal humor. No.
Sometimes it's so good, and if you know. It won't get back to the person that you stole it.
You still have to live with that in your heart.
Ooh, I know, it's
you still
so
have
hard.
To live with that in your heart.
Okay.
That's between you and the Lord.
Just so maybe to connect with Gray here, maybe like your t-shirts.
Okay.
You know, like maybe you wear your favorite t-shirt, your distressed t-shirt, your leadership from
Summit. Yes,
from Summit 2018. You wear that quite a bit.
Right.
And, you know, some people come up to you and be like, hey, why are you wearing this a lot? Like, you need to stop wearing this. It's one of my favorite. But if you go somewhere that no one knows you, everyone thinks that's a new t-shirt. But in your life, you have worn it.
All right.
So the
that's
joke,
hilarious.
How I explain it.
Well, okay. That is hilarious. So all right, I got that one. Okay, I got great. It. Oh, I got awesome. That joke right there. That awesome. Is hilarious.
So there you go.
Oh, I might need a co-leader for my my group here.
You know what?
So
I'm so
funny.
Busy right now, but I really...
You know what, Revka? Would you ever be open to coming to a weekend service and doing like a type 5 or,
that,
you know?
I would be so blessed to do that.
As long as it's all G-rated material.
That's what I live for. That's what I laugh for. That's what I live for. Is a G rating,
of
course.
What is your stand-up style? What do you focus on? Like, what do you joke about? You don't have to tell jokes, but like in general, what's the thing?
You know, I love to find the little things in life. And really turn them on their head. When we were talking about mixing up prayer, I literally sometimes will pray while standing on my head, like doing a headstand, just to mix it up. It's a new perspective.
Oh.
It is strenuous, you know, and sometimes we need to feel that prayer that we're praying. Uh-huh. And sometimes if we're just walking around or sitting or comfortable, you know, or having our little green tea, you know, we're just all chill and zen, as some of the kids like to say. You have to feel that prayer. And sometimes for me to feel it, I have to be on my head.
So good.
I've done the same thing when I'm doing like a full Olympic clean jerk. I will be praying. And that, I mean, it changes the meaning of the prayer. It really does.
I met an Olympic clean jerk once and he was a gold,
okay. That
gold
is awesome.
Medal.
That is
Rev
awesome.
Handful.
That is awesome.
Rev metal handful.
Oh, wow. Revka, it has been such a delight to have. Will you please come back?
Of course, always.
We have to have her
always.
Back. We got to.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm trying
Thank
to think of,
me.
You know, we do most of our programming on the calendar year. Mm-hmm. You know, Mother's Day services, yes. Father's Day, Easter, Good Friday, you know, Christmas. I'm trying to think of what would be a fun time in the calendar year to inject some humor.
Back to school can sometimes be a time of year that
it's
creates
stressful.
A little stress. You
That's
know,
good.
Kids are starting a new grade in school. Parents are maybe
they're ready to get rid of the kids for the summer.
For sure.
They're having a hard time. You know, and those
summer.
Little ones going to kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. It hurts.
That hurts those mothers' hearts. Mm-hmm. So sometimes back to school is a time where I sense like we need a little laughter in here, and we need a little love, and we need some dog licks.
I love it. Okay, that's
just
great.
A thought. But you know what? Laughter can happen any time of year. Okay. I know Christmas seems the obvious, you know, with the joys of the season, but we already have the joys of the season.
Yeah.
We have the joy of the season. Right. We don't need
but
to
But maybe
rely
January
on.
Would be too, because everybody gets depressed after the holidays, and we'll say, you know what? We're going to bring some laughter in here.
Yes. Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Oh, well, I'm really excited. We're going to do this. I tell you what. Just like those pigs were filled with demons and ran right off that cliff in the book of Luke, we got to get right on out of here. So this has been a treat and a treasure, remembering how blessed we are and how anointed we are. Thank you for being with us. We'll see you this weekend at Twin Hills, either here in Broad Ripple, Indiana, or you can stream our services online. So send a letter to our mailbag. We would love to hear from you. And please remember that all the way to heaven is heaven. Revka Handen was played by Rebecca Hansen. She plays Cynthia and is the voice of Gypsy on Mystery Science Theater 3000. Follow Rebecca on Twitter @FunkyBeck.
I'm Holly Laurent playing Hallie Labonte. Russ Campbell is played by Ross Kimball, and Gray Haas is played by Greg Hess. You can find out more about us on Twitter and Insta at MegaThePodcast and send a letter to our mailbag at MegaThePodcast@gmail. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you support us on Patreon at MegaThePodcast, you'll receive exclusive content for supporters just like you.